throw some something in it so I can look to it.
Prisoners on death row. Some could be executed with an axe, so Hector is sent to act quickly and block the invasion until there's a final decision. Mexico endured the call of that U.S. had repeated that it violated the human rights of the citizens by not killing them with an impact. The Vienna Convention on the relation which guarantees that right, but the U.S. argues Mexico can't kill accidentally like that. The country has no right to the choice of
For another color in this work. Green is not my favorite color. I don't like green. I prefer not the primary color. Blue, red, or yellow. Maybe a little whitey. But not green, no. At all the wars of the last years looked green. Because they happened at night and the night equipment has a green.
Carry a weapon. It's a talent. People are born. People should have the right to carry a weapon or be a weapon. And I don't believe in other people carrying weapons for me or having a monopoly on weapons. I'd like to be able to defend myself, and I think people should be able to defend themselves. So I think I have the right to carry a weapon. But other people have the right too. Take it away from me. If I'm insane, please, please take it away from me when I'm insane. Take the weapon away from me when I'm insane.
Thank you.
I think the question that the British are bombarding with the Iraq, a country which belonged to them since 1980, is a question for a question for a Freudian psychiatrist, Freudian psychiatrist. I think there is several something atypical. Do you know the word atypical? Atypist comp. Maybe they just want to kill the father or kill their relatives or kill themselves. And maybe that means that they should lay on the couch somewhere and try to work this out before they start dropping bombs. It happens to all colonial powers. Eventually, they just get, just like people, they get old and weak and feeble and lose their potency and their strength, and they become sad, so sad. And I think that happened to the British after the empire collapsed. And I think now maybe they are desperate to try to get some of the strength back. Something like a Viagra, you know? You know? More than $1 trillion. Q4 earnings fell 31% from community bank. It's Solomon's money secure. Newell is now under new director. Super lead now that there's just big money, lost money heavily. The pressure Citigroup Germans as a divided interest income rose this year, but also signed millions of dollars. Potential kind of never signs of the investors on the cripples of a city group in the stock. It's so some good company that have been tracked to the competition of the ones of this analyst check out of the problems at civil from the behaviors of the Spanish investment bank and what's at the same time so well but it's all known as nodes and down profit. This company makes more profit on this planet made up with the enemy but solved the minor US banks must just be Christmas to pay off the 1.3 or billion bond in the joint settlement of the world. New terms are best to big stunt to too many to make evidence from this kind of available for all of the public in follow the colonies which are about to make a private domestic could go out but this is so good going and we just should pay papers. Thank you. Am I being too literal? Am I too literal?
URS. IRS.
I think maybe if the entire world switches to a single currency. They don't necessarily even need to use euros. They maybe the oil itself can be the currency, and they can trade things for oil directly. And maybe the Europeans, instead of trading in euro, will trade in oil. And that will be the basis for all trade. But of course, that would turn the world completely upside down. Because the people who have the most money, the most dollars in euros now, are probably the people who have the least oil. So that whole thing will be flipped over. And well, America just might go ahead and capture all the oil in this case. I mean, what they might to them, it just changed all the rules, change all of the rules, the whole rule system, because the rules now are, they are arranged in a way that everything works in the favor of the Western powers. So if the oil becomes the currency, they just have to change all the rules in such a way that they will still be controlling everything. They just be able to look at all the friends, the UN, to pass the ruling that they just can go and take all the oil out. So they will find some international law and see the oil, because the rules are in place really to one who serve forever, most powerful. So they just do whatever they need to do. $450 million, when it's gonna be enough? Who knows if it's gonna be enough or not? It's not difficult to construct cases under the currency rust, the intentional mistake, that little construction with some conspiracy and other factor. They can take plenty of establishment, can case too, and they can win. I would like to go skiing in Baghdad. I know very little about Iraq. I still don't know very much about Iraq. And for all I know, there could be a forest there, because I don't know anybody who ever has been there, and I've never been there. So it's gotten very tightly controlled information, and there is no way to know really what is there. Could be snow, could be channels. Maybe it doesn't even exist, you know? I would rather go when the Iraqis won the war to go skiing in Baghdad, because I think if the Americans won, it would just all be just a big, big, big shopping mall. It would be like Middle America. And Middle America is the most boring place in the universe. Any excitement would be just gone. And there would be any more interesting people there, probably. And there would be no point. You might also go to Pennsylvania or Florida. That would be the same thing. It will be hard for the Iraqis to win this war, because the US unfortunately will do whatever they need to do. And even if they don't win, they will just do something really ugly. I can think about what the US did in Vietnam, and even if the US didn't win there, they left it in this incredible destruction behind. Destruction and horror. And I would almost think that the worst thing for the Iraqis to do would be to lose quickly. And that's a horrible thing to say, but I bet there are people there who realize that, because if the war goes on for a long time, and if the leaders of the US win, they are just their babies, and they will do something very crazy, the way children do when they are losing, and except instead of a ball, they will be playing with a few million human beings and smashing them. Maybe the way a child would smash a ball when he's losing. Yeah.